This brings up Jacob Anderson out of Michigan State, the shortstop from Oakland, Michigan. Five hits, three RBIs, and six runs. Wasn't in the lineup yesterday, so he's seeing his first action in this series as Fry serves and graces the right part of the zone for a strike, 0-1. At first is Nowitzki. Oh and one count. The 0-1. Curveball above the zone. 4-1, 1-1. So one hit so far comes at the hands of Luke Nowitzki. The 1-1 swing and a miss outside for a strike. 1-2. 1-2 count. Fries with three strikeouts so far, looking to make it number four. Fries, the 1-2, outside on a fastball, and comes in 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball came in at 89 miles per hour. So he comes set, steps back on the mound, looks and delivers the 2-2 down low for a ball. Count runs full at 3-2 with one down. So the Rafters on the verge of putting two runners on for the Noxbiters. Three balls and two strikes. Fries looks in and serves the payoff. The 3-2 swing and a fly ball hit to left field. And reaching out and making the grab is Basir for two down. So Basir gets the fly out, and that puts two outs as the bottom of the order comes in. Graydon West, the third baseman at a Rice University from Katy, Texas. Batting a 111, he's only had one hit and one run. Once again, a guy that wasn't in the lineup yesterday. Two down, at first is Nowitzki, as the checkoff over at first. Gurvich a little bit late for the tag. So two outs, one away here in the top of the second. First offering comes in and Fries delivers. West pops out backside. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Graydon West from Rice University in Texas. The 0-1, and clips the right edge, finds the zone for a strike, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, and two down. The DH, Luke Nowitzki, remains at first. 0-2 count. Fries kicks, serves the 0-2, swinging a ground ball that goes in between second and third and rolls into left. The second hit of the game, and Graydon West will take first, advance Nowitzki to second, and then Oxbiters two on here in the top of the second. So we return to the top of the order. Connor Cooney, the center fielder, who walked on his last at bat. So Garrett Broussard, the shortstop, shifted all the way towards second as the first offering comes in. Foul tip down low, but a strike, 0-1. So two hits for the Noxbiters, and they both have gone in between second and third. 0-1 count. West at first, Nowitzki at second. Rafters one away. Fries looks in. He'll come set. Fires in the 0-1 way low, and the throw from Jensen at first. And sliding back towards the bag was West. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two down. Fries glances at second. Fires the 1-1, swing and a fly ball. Pulled into left field, running after it is Basir, and makes the grab for three down. So Rafters allow two hits but no runs as the score is 0-0. We'll be back here in the bottom of the second inning here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 60. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow, 91. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely, 61. Chance for scattered storms Sunday and Monday, 74. Sunday, 72. Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 89.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the second inning, and the Ducks Spiders retired four batters, but Garrett Broussard is due up. So Broussard, the fifth batter, in the batting order, nine hits. He's had batting a 158 with an RBI. But he's been able to cross home plate eight times. As Guzman fires in the first pitch and finds a zone for a strike going one. So Guzman will come set once again, the 0-1, as Broussard tips it off the top of the bat, rolls in on the right field side out of play, 0-2. Broussard was not in the batting order yesterday, wasn't in the lineup. So a returning Rafter from Utah Valley. The 0-2 from Guzman, up and away for a ball, 1-2. 1-2 count. Guzman kicks, fires in the 1-2 up and away. Once again outside of the zone, 2-2. So after two straight strikes, two straight balls for Guzman. The 2-2. Broussard swings in, lines a ball that drops into right field on a one-hop bounce before Heinzen can get to it. And Broussard will take first. So the first hit of the game for the Rafters belongs to the San Juan Capistrano, California native, Garrett Broussard. So he'll take first. And now the DH, Shane Taylor, went 1-for-3 yesterday with an RBI. And the RBI he got was because he was able to be walked. And the bases were loaded, so that put him up at the bat. And he was walked, which allowed him to get to first and bring Basir home from third. So that's where the RBI came from. But nonetheless, as he swings and pulls a ball into center field, coming into the glove of Cooney for one down. So Taylor, good contact, but flies out to center. So Chris Conniff is due up now. Conniff also not in the lineup yesterday, but a guy batting a 276, another returning Rafter. 15 hits he's had, 8 RBIs, and 11 runs. He's been up to bat 58 times as Guzman looks over and fires at first, but sliding back towards the bag is Broussard. Conniff, the bat on his left shoulder. Guzman will come set and paints the zone for a strike, 0-1. Standing at first, and once again, Broussard had the leadoff, and he immediately had to go back because Guzman has his eyes on him. 0-1. Rafter is able to record their first hit from Garrett Broussard. That's where he stands at first. Taylor flies out as the 0-1 just outside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike, and one out. Guzman once again, the 1-1 swing and a line drive that drops into the second baseman of Gorman, throws it over to Anderson at second and back to first. So almost a 4-6-3 double play. Broussard gets out at second. And Conniff will take first. So Nolan Sailors is now due up. Sailors out of Creighton from Omaha, Nebraska. And almost the second 4-6-3 double play we've seen for the Dock Spiders. Two down. The Omaha, Nebraska native and the Creighton right fielder, as Rios, the catcher, stands up quickly, looking at first, but Conniff gets back towards the bag. Dock Spiders have out-hit the Rafters 2-1. Nolan Sailor is batting a 190. Four hits on 21 at-bats. Guzman once again, the 1-0. Sailors pops the ball out left field side. Out of play. Four strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two down. Conniff stands at first. Sailor's the left-hander, the 1-1. Out and just lower the zone for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Two outs, and the Creighton Blue Jay, Nolan Sailors, a top 10 product out of the state of Nebraska, out of high school, the 2-1, up and away. Rios throws that first to Dieters, but getting back towards the bag was Conniff. The pitch comes in for a ball, 3-1. Off-speed pitch of 79 miles per hour. Count. Guzman sets in the 3-1, a jam shot that drops in to left field on the third base line, but Graydon West comes out, makes the grab for the third out. So scoreless through two innings as we head to the top of the third here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third inning we go. Scoreless through two as Jack Gorman is due up. Gorman, who got to first off of a fielder's choice, on his last at-bat as he swings and skies a ball into left field, and running after it is Basir, who makes the grab on the third base line for one down. So the left fielder, Travis Strickler, And he's due up, struck out swinging on his last at bat from Glendale, Arizona. So Fries so far has accumulated 3 strikeouts. And he sets in and serves the first offering up and away for ball 1-0 on the inside. Pitch came in at 82 miles per hour. As Fries once again, the 1-0 out and away for ball. 2 balls, no strikes, and 1 down. Dock Spiders with 2 hits. The 2-0 outside of the zone once again. So 3 straight balls for Drake Fries here on Strickler. Fries once again, the 3-0. Down low of the zone for ball number 4. 4 straight balls. That allows Strickler to get to first. That's a 3rd walk today from Fries. Now puts a runner on for the Dock Spiders. Teddy Dieters, who was also walked on his last at bat, steps in the right-handed batter's box. So the right-hander of Dieters on the right-handed pitcher of Fries. Standing at first is Strickler. Once again, Fries delivers in outside for a ball. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Fries again serves in and finds the zone for a strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. At first is Strickler. 1 down here in the top of the 3rd. The 1-1 inside of the zone for a strike. 1-2. 1-2 count. Fries looking to get his 4th strikeout and the 2nd out here in the top of the 3rd. Sets and fires in the 1-2 up and away and skied in the air. Back behind home plate. Count remains at 1-2. 2 of the hits for the Dock Spiders are ground balls in between 2nd and 3rd. Broussard, the shortstop, is shifted over towards 2nd. And there seems like, once again, a big gap between 2nd and 3rd as the 1-2. And stealing Strickler at 2nd, the throw from Jensen is not in time. So Strickler will take 2nd. A stolen base in the first of the game is deemed successful. Out of the left fielder, who was originally walked. So it puts a runner in scoring position with 1 down. As Teddy Dieters, the first baseman, walked on his last at-bat, and once again, stealing 3rd, a wild pitch behind from Fries that goes into the backdrop and allows Strickler to take 3rd. So just like that, the leading run here in the top of the 3rd is 90 feet away. The count runs full at 3-2. Strickler at 3rd. As soon as Fries released that ball, Strickler was already on his way to 3rd, and it just helped that it was a wild pitch. So the count runs at 3-2. The payoff outside of the zone for ball number 4 allows Dieters to get to 1st. Strickler remains at 3rd, and now 2 runners on with only 1 down. So back-to-back walks for the first baseman and Teddy Dieters and Jared Heinzen, who struck out swinging the DH. Well, excuse me, the right fielder. Out of Wisconsin Parkside. At 1st and 3rd, 2 runners on for the Dock Spiders. Fry sets in, swing and a miss. And just on the outside part of the zone, 0-1. Fastball came in at 87 miles per hour. 0-1 count. Popped off backside. 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. 2 on for the Dock Spiders. They're threatening here in the top of the 3rd. Strickler, who got walked, 2 stolen base attempts, and now he stands at 3rd. The 0-2 down low and away for a ball. So 1-2 count. A One ball, two strikes. Dieter stands at first. Strickler at third. Fries, the pickoff attempt over to Gurvich, and he gets him. Dieters gets tagged out at first. And there's now two outs for the Rafters. A big pickoff attempt. The chemistry from the San Diego product of Fries and also the San Diego first baseman and Gurvich was put on display there. 1-2 count with two down. Fries sets in, serves the 1-2 just outside of the zone. For a ball, 2-2. So deuces across the board. That was a big out for the Rafters. Instead of putting two runners on with one out, now it puts one runner on with two outs. The 2-2, swing and a miss upstairs for strike number three. A big inning for the Rafters on the defensive side as we stay scoreless as we head to the bottom of the third inning here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the third inning we go, and we are here in the bottom of the order for the Rafters. So eight batters have been retired so far, but not the number ninth. Levi Jensen, the catcher, will step in. The right-handed batter who's had struggled at the plate, batting a 102. He's only had five hits, four RBIs, but he's had six runs. He's been up to bat 49 times. So Jensen sees in the first ball, and an ankle-high fastball comes in for a 1-0 count, 86 miles per hour. Was the last pitch. As Guzman fires in the 1-0 swing and a miss for a strike, 1-1. One ball and one strike. As Guzman sets and serves, as that ball pulled away out on the third baseline, out of play, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Nobody down here in the bottom of the third. Jensen down in the count. Guzman serves in, swinging a line drive that reaches out and makes the grab at Gorman at second. Unbelievable catch from Jack Gorman. Reached out to his right, caught a line drive, and one down. So what a play from the second baseman. So Jensen lines out, and we return to the top of the order. Ty Johnson, who walked on his last at bat, is due up. Gorman has made some heads up plays over there at second as Johnson swings and grounds a ball into the first baseman of Dieter's. Running after it is Guzman, who steps on the bag for two down. So Jack Basir is due up. So two down. Basir, who flew out on his last at bat. 0-for-1 today. A co-leader in batting average of .321, 25 hits, 11 RBIs. Guzman fires in outside for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count with two down. Doc Spider's looking for a three up and three down inning. The 1-0 skims the right part of the zone in for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down. The 1-1 just outside for a ball. So two balls and a strike. Two down, bottom third. Jack Basir out of the Pepperdine wave. The 2-1 swings and foul tips one off on the bottom part of the bat. Four foul, 2-2. So deuces across the board. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. As once again, Guzman kicks, winds, and serves a 2-2. Just away and just outside of the zone. The count runs full at 3-2. 3-2 count with two down. Guzman looks in, kicks, and serves the payoff. Swing and a line drive that hooks into right field. Goes over the head of Hines in. Drops at the wall. Rounding first. Heading for second. And Basir gets another double. A double yesterday. And then now today. So Jack Basir will take second. And now this brings up Brendan Bobo. The second hit of the game for the Rafters. Brendan Bobo is due up, walked on his last at bat. Each team with two hits, but now a runner in scoring position for the Rafters. So Bobo with two home runs already this season as Guzman fires in and serves a strike, 0-1. Bobo hit a three-run home run on Tuesday against the Woodchucks, and then on Wednesday in the first game, the top of the first inning, he belted a ball right to right field for his second three-run home run. He's got nine RBIs on the season. Was able to pick up an RBI yesterday as the 0-1 comes up and away. Had an RBI to left center field, which allowed Johnson to get home. Got home twice yesterday. Two down. Guzman looks at second, the big leadoff from Basir, and faking the throw. And Basir gets back towards the bag. Guzman today, no strikeouts. He's walked two batters and given up two hits. Has pitched 39 times. Looks over, fires in the 1-1, and that hits the left ankle on a foul tipped of Bobo. His blue and pink cleats. He looks to be okay. Shakes it off. So Bobo, the team MVP last season, with batting a .298, and led the league in home runs with 17. Already has two. Here in his second summer in Wisconsin Rapids. Basir at second. Guzman looks over. Fires the 1-2. Clips the left part of the zone. For strike number three and out number three. Bobo can't believe it. But we head to the top of the fourth inning. Score is 0-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication? I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fourth inning, we go as the Rafters and the Dock Spiders scoreless through three. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Well, the Rafters have a pitching change in store. Ryan Kaiser, who was initially the probable starter, but head coach Kirk Schreider decided to go with Fries. So now Ryan Kaiser will clean up the duties. He's had three games appeared in with an 0-1 record. He lost versus Wausau back on June the 11th. He's had nine innings pitched, allowing six hits, two runs, and seven strikeouts. So Fry's day is done. He went three innings, 61 pitches, allowing two hits, four walks, but four strikeouts as well. So Kaiser will take over the pitching duties as his first batter, Lorenzo Rios, the catcher. Struck out swinging on his last at bat as he steps out of the batter's box, and Jensen having a word with Kaiser right now on the mound. So Ryan Kaiser, another University of San Diego pitcher from Valencia, California. He was the captain of his baseball team in high school for his junior and senior year. Was a rising junior this year. Named to the All-West Coast Conference freshman team in his freshman season. Went to the University of Arizona for a little part of his first season, but he redshirted as he deals in for a strike, 0-1. So Kaiser appeared for San Diego in 14 of their games. He made 10 starts. He had a 4-1 record, a 5.24 ERA, as he deals in the 0-1, and that hits the forearm of Rios. He goes down for a little bit, but shakes it off and will take first. So not the start Kaiser would have liked, as his first batter is hit by a pitch. So, Luke Nowitzki is due up out of Cal State East Bay from Pleasanton, California, the same hometown as Basir. So you definitely would know that playing high-level baseball, they probably know each other. I would bet they definitely know each other. So, both Pleasanton natives, but the one on the Dock Spiders side batting a 327. Got the first hit of the game for Fond du Lac. He drilled the ball into right center. So, into left as first pitch comes in for Kaiser. Inside for a strike on one. At first is Rios. Each team with two hits. No team with a score. Kaiser kicks and serves as a swing and a drive that drops into right field on a one-hop bounce before Sailors can get to it. So there is your drive to right field. Almost called it into existence. So Nowitzki has gone to the left part of the field and also to the right. So back-to-back hits for him. And he's responsible for two of the three hits for the Dock Spiders. This brings up Jacob Anderson, the shortstop from Michigan State. Flew out to left field on his last at-bat. So playing in the Big Ten in a Power 5 conference. Five hits and three RBIs. He also has six runs. Kaiser sets in the first offering, popped out on the backside as Anderson shows bunt. But it goes in for a strike, 0-1. No balls, one strike. At first is Nowitzki. Second is Rios. nobody down. The Dock Spiders threatening here in the top of the fourth. The infield shifted in as Gervich, the first baseman, way in as he was ready to attack home plate. But it comes in for a strike, 0-2. So it's very clear what the Dock Spiders' tactic is here for Jacob Anderson. And definitely to bunt, advance the runners. So an 0-2 count. Kaiser sets and deals. Up and away out of the zone. 4-1, 1-2. 1-2 count. Last ball came in as a fastball at 92 miles per hour. Kaiser looks over at second, fires in the 1-2, swinging a ground ball over to Broussard at short, throws it at third for Rios. Does he get him? And does. Rios slides. Cleat first into the bag. So Broussard makes the heads-up play at third as Rios goes down. But now Nowitzki at second, Anderson at first. And now this brings up Graydon West, who also got a base hit today. Nowitzki with two of the three hits. And the other Dock Spider with a hit is the third baseman, Graydon West. So one down. Runners on first and second. Kaiser, the first offering. Swing and a miss outside for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. One down. Kaiser looks over at second and fires in the 0-1. Tipped off backside for a foul, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Anderson at first, Nowitzki at second. 1 down. Kaiser ahead in the count, 0-2. He kicks and serves the 0-2 right down the plate for strike number three. So three straight strikes for Ryan Kaiser. And now it's two down as we return to the top of the order for Cooney. So Cooney 0-for-1 today with a walk and a flyout. Top of the fourth inning. Runners still at first and second. Ryan Kaiser recording his first strikeout of the day. As he deals in for a strike. Clips the inside of the zone, 0-1. Fastball once again at 92 miles per hour. So Rafters looking to halt this attack once again. The 0-1 swinging a ball. Grounded into shortstop. Broussard flings it across first for the third out. So the Rafters halt the Dock Spiders' attack. They don't allow any runs. They allow a hit. But we head to the bottom of the fourth. Score is 0-0.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning, we go. And reminding you, this game is brought to you by Comfort Air. Strike out the summer heat with a new AC from your local experts. So the Rafters looking to start getting something going because they've had two hits, but they haven't had a runner at third yet. And the Knox Spiders really have held their attack. There's been obviously two hits, but Fond du Lac has been impressive in the infield, especially the second baseman, Jack Gorman, who had an unbelievable catch for Levi Jensen, who lined a ball into center, but reaching out but making the grab was Gorman, the second baseman. So Guzman will come set and serve on Gurich as he fouls one backside. No one won. So Jack Gurich grounded out on his last at bat. As Guzman once again throws outside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. As Gurich fouls one off the right ankle and just was hobbling there for a second. 1-2 count. As Guzman today has one strike out, the 1-2 pulled out left side in foul territory. Count remains at 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Guzman sets the 1-2 once again. Pulled away out left side. Out of play. So 1-2 count once again. Gurich, two straight foul balls. Fighting here in the bottom of the fourth. And Guzman, the 1-2. Swing and a bouncer that stays away out on the right field line. Out of play. So three straight foul balls for the first baseman and Jack Gurich. 0-1 today. Yesterday he was 1-5 with a strikeout. So once again, Guzman, the 1-2. Swing and a miss outside for strike number three. So Gurich strikes out. And now one down here in the bottom of the fourth for the Knox Spiders. So Garrett Broussard is due up. Got a base hit on his last at bat. One of two Rafters to do so. Broussard and Basir, the only two Rafters to get on base today off of a hit. As Guzman fires in a wild pitch, goes down low below Rios, and rolls into the backdrop. 1-0. Count. Up and away for a ball. 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. One down. Knox Spiders with three hits. Rafters with two. 2-0 count. Guzman deals in the third offering. And it comes away for a ball. So three straight balls for Garrett Broussard. And the shortstop, the returning Rafter, ahead of the count. Said nine hits so far this season, and 10 including today. The 3-0 right down the zone for strike 3-1. Three balls a strike, one out. Guzman in his red Nike cleats fires in the 3-1. Swing and a line drive that goes over the shortstop, and Anderson rolls into left center field. Broussard was thinking about going second, retreats back to the bag at first. And now that's the third hit of the game for the Rafters. Two from Garrett Broussard. Back-to-back hits from the shortstop. And Shane Taylor, the DH, is due up. Flew out on his last at bat. And looking to add to the Rafters' hit total. Each team with three hits. Broussard now at first. One down here in the bottom of the fourth. Guzman looks over. At first comes set. Kicks and serves in as Taylor fouls one off on the left side. 0-1. No balls a strike. 0-1 count with one down. Each team with three hits. Broussard stands at first. The 0-1. Einstein, as Taylor had to back away for a ball. One ball and one strike. Taylor 1-for-3 yesterday at the plate. Two walks as the checkoff over at first and sliding headfirst into the bag was Broussard. So Guzman, 0-2 record this season, looking to pick up his first win in his third start as he deals in four ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike, one out. It's a sunny and windy evening here in Wisconsin Rapids as Taylor swings and flies a ball out to deep left center field, but out and away in foul territory. 2-2 count. That pulled away just at the end. So one down, two balls, two strikes. The 2-2, swinging a ground ball over to Gorman at second and fields it up in the glove. The throw to first is on time for two down. So Jack Gorman's so busy out there today, and he's just been exceptional at the second base position. So Chris Conniff got on base off of a fielder's choice on the last at bat, which Broussard got out at second, but Broussard advances to second now. Clouds in the background here at Witter Field, and a slight rainbow as well has appeared in right center field. So that's first sight we've seen a rainbow this season. As Broussard, the big leadoff, Conniff swings and flies a ball, pulls it into left center field, and reaching out and making the grab is Strickler for the third out. So scoreless through four innings as we head to the top of the fifth here on WFHR, your home for Rafters baseball. We'll be back in a moment.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Back inside Witter Field in the top of the fifth inning. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. Score is 0-0, and Ryan Kaiser still on the mound for the Rafters. So each team with three hits, and each team has not gotten on the board yet. So a very even game here on this Friday night at Witter Field as Ryan Kaiser, 18 pitches he's had with an inning pitched and two strikeouts. So Kaiser warming up once again on the mound as Jack Gorman is due up, the second baseman. Gorman's such a big key difference for the infield for the Dockspiders. He's been a part of a double play, been a part of a lot of putouts, and also had an amazing catch as well. Hats off to him. where Levi Jensen lined a ball into second, and Gorman had to literally fully extend to his right to make that catch. So top of the fifth inning, Kaiser on the right-handed batter of Jack Gorman, the second baseman at a Presbyterian College in Memphis, Tennessee, batting at 211. And he got on base off of a fielder's choice on his first at-bat and flew out in his second as he sees the ball 1-0. 1-0 count. Kaiser with two strikeouts. As he sets and serves the 1-0 swing and a ball hit into the air into deep center field and reaching out and making the grab is Johnson for one down. So now the left fielder, Travis Strickler, is due up. Strickler, who struck out swinging, was also walked as well. He's 0 for 1 today, batting a 314. He's had 27 hits so far this season. He's been a big part of the Dock Spiders' success as Kaiser throws right down the plate for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike, one out. Kaiser once again deals up and away for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike, and one out. The 1-1 inside and low for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. It was a warm summer evening, but now it's obviously still warm, but the clouds have rolled in from right center field. The 2-1, swing and a miss. Inside, four, strike, 2-2. So Kaiser fights back in the count and gets the second strike. Kaiser looks in, bends down low, and serves the fifth offering as the ball hit inside of the bat. Fouled off on the backside. Count remains at 2-2. 1 down, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kaiser looks, serves the 2-2, swing and a ball hit in the air. Well hit back into right center field and reaching out, making the grab is Sailors for 2 down. 2 down. And now Teddy Dieters is due up. He was walked on both of his attempts up at the plate. So he's been disciplined when he's been up to bat. Not swinging at strikes he shouldn't. As he swings and misses there, Kaiser gets ahead in the count and makes him swing on the first offering, 0-1. So Kaiser looking for his third strikeout. So far, 2 outs, no balls, a strike. The 0-1, check swing, did he come across and did, 4 strike, 0-2, finds the zone. Each team with 3 hits, no team with a run. 2 down, no balls, 2 strikes. Kaiser bends down, looks, fires in the 0-2. Swinging a towering fly ball, hit into right field, and making the grab on the right field line is Sailors for the third out. So a 3-up and 3-down inning for the Rafters as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning here on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic proteins protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning we go, and we're in the bottom of the order. Nolan Saylor is batting in the eight hole, who flew out to third base on his last at bat. So scoreless through four and a half innings. And Sebastian Guzman still on the mound for the Dock Spiders. He's had two strikeouts, two walks. He's allowed three hits as he serves in the first pitch. Just comes outside for a ball. 1-0. So Saylor's just had the last two putouts in right field. As the 1-0, he backs away and scoots outside of the zone for a ball. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Guzman kicks, winds, and serves outside for a ball once again on the left edge of the plate. 3-0 count, so three straight balls. And Saylor's on the verge of a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the fifth. The 3-0 finds the zone inside of the strike zone, 3-1. So three balls a strike. The 3-1 right down the plate once again. So Guzman has done well to fight back in this count. And now it runs full. The 3-2, swinging down low, a drop third strike from Rios. He glances over, throws at first to Dieters for one down. So Levi Jensen is due up. So Jensen, who lined out to Jack Gorman at second on his last at-bat, made great contact with the ball, but Gorman made the better play as he reached out to his right, extended that left arm, and made the catch. Jensen's going to have a chance to redeem himself as he swings and grounds a ball into the third baseman, and West scoops it up in the glove, has all the time in the world, and throws over to first for two down. So top of the order we go as Ty Johnson, who grounded out to first on his last at bat. He's 0 for 1 today. First time he was up at the plate, he walked. Two down. Guzman will fire in for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count, two down. Guzman looks and serves the 1-0. Swing and a miss inside. Four strike, 1-1. Darker clouds have appeared in the backside of the ballpark. As the 1-1, Johnson swings and slices the ball into left field, drops on a one-hop bounce before Strickler can get to it, and Johnson will take first. So that's the first hit of the Johnson's day, and the fourth for the Raptors. So Jack Basir, the only double today as he bombed the ball into left field, which was able to hit, take second. So Basir, 1 for 2 today. And Johnson slides back towards the bag as the pickoff attempt from Guzman, not successful. He stands at first. First pitch comes in outside. For a ball, 1-0. Guzman looks at first, sets, winds, and deals. Has a swing and a bouncer that goes right into the glove of Guzman, runs over to first and underhands it into Dieters for the third out. So scoreless through five innings as we head to the top of the sixth. We'll be back here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball.